Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Laura. Long time no see. How are things?
Oh, hi, James. It's good to see you.
Wait a minute. You look so upset and your eyes are red as if you had been crying. Have you been crying?
Is it so easy to notice?
Honestly, it's pretty obvious. What's up? You know you can always tell me anything. I can keep a secret.
No secret here, except that I'm an idiot. I've spent loads of money on the sales. I really don't know where it's all gone.
The Christmas sales?
Some, yes, but mainly, well, you know, there's a big one on at Wesley Supermarket on High Street right now.
Hang on. It's all about clothes, isn't it?
You got it.
Girls will be girls. It's easy to guess. So how much did you spend then?
Enough, believe me. But the point is, when I came home, I understood I don't even like some of the clothes I had bought. At the shop, they all seemed truly fantastic and incredibly cheap. How could I come home with loads of rubbish and with no money left?
That's what sales are about, especially Christmas ones. You think it's a bargain and it makes you buy spontaneously what you haven't planned on. As a result, you buy things because of their price. You know what they say. Where else will I find such inexpensive shoes? But you can't even wear them sometimes. The shop is happy, though.
That's exactly my case. Do you boys ever get into this trap? Or is it specifically for silly girls?
Laura, don't be so hard on yourself. Things do happen, even with boys. You are passionate about clothes, but boys can do some stupid things to buy a gadget. The thing is, you know your weakness so you can fight it. Next time, don't even enter a shop which has a sale sign on it, and you'll be fine.
Thanks, James. I'll take your advice. You are such a good friend.
Thanks. Look, we do need to lift up your spirits. Let's go for a cup of coffee. There's a nice coffee shop nearby.
Okay, I think I need a cup of cappuccino. And perhaps a piece of chocolate cake.
Let's go then.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.